Case number 9648, McDonald's, southeast of Route 24, 575 feet southwest of Route 5, a variance for additional signs.
Name and address?
Bonnie McDaniel, 33101 Perrydale Green, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear testimony you're about to give, true and correct, best of your knowledge?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm here on behalf of the national franchise McDonald's. We're requesting additional wall signs. I also have some information that I'd like to pass out to the board, if I could approach, please.
Sure.
Thank you. The information that is being handed out are the drawings regarding the new McDonald's that will be located in the Long Neck area on Route 24. This is a new sign package for McDonald's, and one of the things that we're requesting is to have some additional signage. On the front elevation, the elevation's total square footage is 720 square feet. We have the permitted sign, which is 2 feet by 18 feet, which equals 36 square feet, but we're requesting that the new logo that they're using, the smaller M instead of the big arches, what they're going to be doing is placing that on the front as well, and that's a total of 14 square feet. So it's really, when you have the 14 square feet along with the 36, it's no more than 2% of the wall coverage for the front elevation. And then also on drawing 2, which is the drive-through elevation, the total square feet of that side of the building is 1,584 square feet. They're requesting that the wall sign with the word McDonald's, which is 36 square feet, again, along with the new M logo, is 14 square feet. So with the total, with the square footage of the building, it represents no more than 3% of the wall. And then on the non-drive-through elevation, it's 1,584 square feet, again with the new M logo, and it's less than 1% of the wall coverage. And again, this is their new package that McDonald's is putting up. Mm-hmm. And it is, like I said, it's a little bit, the M is much smaller than the large arches that they're used to having. So. And this is their complete signage package, other than their permitted wall and pylon sign.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Yes, the sign that says welcome, is that considered a directional sign and not signage?
Is that in your packet?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that packet.
It's on the front.
On page.
On the color drawing, Mr. Mills? On the color drawing, the
mm-hmm.
first one?
Mm-hmm. On the left side, it says welcome. I would assume that's a directional sign, not a sign of advertisement.
Correct.
Technicality, huh?
Yes.
Not really advertising any kind of a business, sort of just a hello or generic term. I can't imagine that could be construed as advertising.
But I do have one thing. By understanding this, it's three logos and just one other sign that says McDonald's. Planning and zoning does not count logos. They can have, I don't know how many logos, as long as there's nothing written on it.
Right.
There's actually, what you need is just one additional wall sign that says McDonald's.
So that lessens the percentage.
Yes.
Considerably. Are there any other questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One's in favor?
Could I ask a question about the presentation? Is that possible?
Are you in opposition to it, sir? Just want to ask questions.
Well, you don't object to the logo sign.
Well, sir, you need to become sworn in, please. Yeah.
More clarification, please, anything else?
Name and address.
The name is John Gilbert, 32304 Turnstone Lane in the Long Neck area.
Is there testimony you're about to give, true and correct, best of your knowledge?
Yes. This might explain everything. What we're concerned about, we're in a new community called Bayshore Development. There are 211 homes that are right behind where the McDonald's is going to be built. And the McDonald's that I'm familiar with typically have these large signs out front, the golden arches. And that is my question. Is it going to be a large 25-foot golden arches sign out in front of the McDonald's building?
I think she's got the pictures right there, and that might answer his question.
They're allowed to have one ground sign, and they're not asking for any variance, anything in addition to what the county already allows.
Well, is that shown on here?
No, sir, it's not.
They're just asking for an additional wall sign that says McDonald's.
I know, and that was we don't really have a problem with the wall signs. It's the radiation of the lights and all from a large golden arches sign. We've had problems in the community with the trees that have been taken down by the developer. We've got a WSFS sign out there now that glows brightly in the dark. A super giant is coming to the community that's going to add more light. And we just would like to talk with McDonald's and see if there's any way the golden arches sign could be the height of the building rather than 25 or 30 feet. That's the question.
They're not asking for any variance on that sign, and I would say that she would be the person to contact.
So we can talk with this lady about that. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's it.
Is there anyone else here in opposition? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think, for the type of business that it is, makes it unique in that it can't be developed otherwise. It's a McDonald's and they have their requirements. I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, being that is the intended company to reside there. And I don't see where it'll alter the essential character in the neighborhood. I think it's a minimum of afford relief, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9,648.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9,648. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried.
Case number